Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
On the line, coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau, we have two of three members of Drika Romac. We have Billy and Damien coming to us. How are we this morning, gang?
Morning.
We're good, thank you.
Yeah, nice. Good.
Going real cruisy up in Tamaki?
We're basically just declimatizing after the show in the weekend.
Yeah.
It's hard to get back to reality.
That was the album release party, I'm assuming?
It was. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was an insane party. Lots of pats on the back. Mm-hmm. Very, very great performance from all the acts. Bad Taste, Body Beat Ritual, and Studfinder.
Mm.
And of course, we played with our full live band, which we'd love to be able to bring around the rest of the Motu at some point.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Oh, things are going so great here. It's really rainy. I'm doing good. It's New Zealand Music Week, so we're playing all New Zealand music, and that's great. It's good to find more stuff.
Hold on, isn't New Zealand Music Month over?
Not quite yet. No, after tomorrow it will be. Oh, well, okay. After the 31st of May, if that's how May works. So the 31 days?
I don't know. I forget the count thing.
There are 31. Yeah. No. Yeah. Same. It's a silly thing. Y'all are pretty renowned for making the Piss Baby Global Alliance.
Mm.
How global is it? Is your reach across all 8 continents?
I feel like we've had a real big spike in Vietnam, which is quite crazy.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I've been noticing SoundCloud seems to be hitting Vietnam quite a bit, and I wish things were a bit better in Greece, but you know, we're gonna have to
eventually. Yeah. Spotify seems to think Japan is up there for us. We've been hit up by some people in Hungary and the Czech Republic, so that's pretty cool.
Where's our Baltic fans?
Yeah, no, even Baltic. Mm,
that actually makes a lot of sense. I feel like those regions, you know. And all the doof-doof, the Slav doof-doofs, you know.
Yes.
And we want to make inroads into China. We are very, very big on that.
Mm. Really? China?
Love to. Well, no, not, but I mean, as an aspirational thing.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah. I've heard of a few people from New Zealand acts going to China, which would be, it would be really awesome to bring your sound over there.
Yeah.
I went to y'all's website when I was doing some research for the album, and there's so many smoke and mirrors, there's so much smoke and mirrors with that thing. There's
good on you,
so many twists and turns, you know, it's like a choose your own adventure book.
Every couple of days or whatever, for maybe a couple of years now, I've been adding just another little, I don't know, I guess just walk off the path, just like a little tangent and a little kind of like hidden page. I hope that one day on my deathbed it'll be an impenetrable form. Yeah.
Impossible to site map.
It's GrecoRomac.com. Try it out, folks.
Please do. It is a lot of fun. You could maybe find the secret WikiHow on being a jerk, or how to not be a jerk. Yeah,
it's kind of refreshing to not be like in one of the, you know, sanctioned social media pens. Like I think web 1.0 is coming back. People are sick of this horrible cloud that we fucking have to persist in.
Mm. Mm, I agree. PC gone mad. This media excellence. This
No, not that.
Oh, but the ability to create great media extends beyond the web and music, as y'all are now publishing a book alongside this new album, Arts Colony, which features lyrics, experiments, and ambience from Drika Romac and the wider Piss Baby Global Alliance community, with contributions from 48 artists from all across the Motu. These artists from the book and the many features on this record make me think that this whole project is sort of celebrating artistic collaboration. Is that relatively accurate?
Yeah, I'd say so. Like when we first were talking, this is many years ago, about starting Greco, it was always like in our minds to bring all of our more talented friends along for the ride. Mm. I like the idea of it being a super group that kind of changes depending on what song or depending on what event or depending on what media, so whether it's a book or music or whatever. And so, yeah, I think it's just kind of like the logical conclusion for us is to keep pushing that. And I think that, you know, New Zealand being the size that it is, we're tiny, everyone kind of knows each other. And I feel like, everyone's on the same team. So why shouldn't we all be collaborating, and yeah, we're going to use clout and talent of people that are better than us.
Yeah, and make new friends through it as well. Ask people that, you know, we would never have ridiculously have considered a possible, you know, contributor. On the album, we've got one song that we've done with the outsider musician, songwriter, legend, Tonetta. Mm. And
who's in Canada.
Some people might know him, Drugs. It's a classic song of his. Oh. But we were just like, hey, you know, did you want to do it?
Mm.
And he fully did a song for us, and it's incredible. And yeah, like it's a never ending kind of thing. Like, we can just keep generating, you know, stupid collaborations.
Mm.
And have a look at this. I know it's radio, but like,
the book is it's a girthy book. It's a good, yeah. Got some girth to it.
Typically, typically on radio we get people to do a little slap down on the counter, but I think you can estimate that would be a good little.
It'd be a good thwack for sure.
Yeah, imagine listeners a thwack.
I like, because it's quite it's very square. It's a very square book as well.
We wanted it to be like a little like record but small.
Mm.
Yeah, and in an ideal world, it would be the size and shape of a record, but, you know.
If you see my face, look at that.
It is about the size of Damien's head.
yeah, totally.
But
you could use this in interrogation quite, like, efficiently to...
What, as a weapon?
Yeah. Well, as a you know, a tool of interrogation.
Yeah.
Mm, enhanced interrogation. That's what you like. Yeah. As well as, I guess, the spirit of collaboration, I noticed how this album is kind of a love letter to the current state of affairs in New Zealand and how everything's going so smooth here, you know, unlike how everyone else is booing the country. You'll stand out as loving the best modern New Zealand has to offer, KPIs and mince pies, as I like to say. What made you so brave to stand out and say, yes, I love the neoliberal utopia we live in?
yeah. No.
No.
I do think so. I mean, there's definitely an element of kind of like fuck it with our music. Mm. In terms of, like, it definitely hits on all those points, but any time that we feel that it's getting too bleak or kind of too po-faced about the state of things, I feel like we're always going to inject some kind of like humor. We don't take ourselves too seriously, even if the subject matter might be so. I think there's some levity, and the other thing is, it regardless of anything, I think we're still making party music ultimately, so
yeah,
we're kind of partying at the end of the world type thing.
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot more fun lyrically to inhabit the role of the villain as well, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What if we wrote a song from the perspective of you know, the NIMBY mutation, or like, what if this was an urban council kind of song about poisoning the water with LSD, or, you know, pro privatization of prison. Like, you can just, there's so many bad guys you can just inhabit.
Yeah. Yeah, the foreign investment team who are coming in here very shortly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a pretty strong essay in here as well, just about the Argentine ant as a post-capitalist super colony, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like the world is, you know, filled with horrible things that you can just kind of inhabit.
Mm. Well, you'll especially touch on this appreciation of villains with songs like Bootlicker, Gold Card, and Party Donor. Out of the group, who is the bootlicker? Who's the gold card holder? And who's the party donor?
Okay, gold card, I'm going straight for Mikey, because... One, he's the oldest. Uh-huh. Two, he is a bus driver. So in a way, he kind of has a gold card because he can, you know, he's like on public transport all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And gets paid to do it. Bootlicker.
I guess I'll just take the role of bootlicker.
Occupy the role of
I am the bad boy of the band, but, you know, I'll take a hit.
Mm.
it's bootlicking in the kink sense.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'm open minded, and leather does taste nice.
And then I suppose that means I'm the party donor.
Mm. The rich guy.
But I mean, I don't have any money, so I don't really know how that can be the case. But yeah.
You donate with your time.
hey, I do. Thank you so much. Yeah. My emotional labor.
Yeah.
She's corrupting.
Will you all be playing Ortipoti this year? You came down a couple of years ago. I loved it. I'd love to see you come back again and play this the songs from the new record.
We would absolutely love to. It's tough out there in terms of transport and getting around.
Love to play Bill Diver.
Yeah, we still haven't been there, and we've heard really good things about those new venues. So yeah,
can someone bring us over? We want to do it. Tied up like a bow. We'll come bring the band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you say we could should and could play?
Pearl Diver would be excellent, to be honest. They recently had Morquatron and Paige Julia through there. They've kind of they're either indie or electronica music is kind of their bag. Yeah. Funnily enough. Yeah.
Well, that's where we want to go. At the moment we're focused on our Fola show, the Festival of Live Arts. We're doing a closing night. I know this is irrelevant, but I'm trying to make it relevant to bring it back just to show that we're busy. But we're doing this closing night show in collaboration with the drag creature known as Coppermay Steel, who was doing basically it's a Cronenbergian dream sequence series of sets where we're on a crucifix arrangement of stages and we walk people through a large glory hole, and it's very unclear for 60 minutes where people need to go, and it's a sort of deconstruction, overconstruction version of a Greco set.
And this is where you bring it back to Ortipoti.
Yeah. It'd be lovely to bring something like that there.
Okay, great segue. That's great radio.
During the 14th, though, if you are in Auckland and want to kind of see something pretty crazy, so after that, when the dust settles, with the album and the book out, which you can buy, which we can send to you just as a little kind of nugget to keep you warm until we do play there, you can get it on our Bandcamp. We'll try our best. Yeah. But when the dust settles, we're going to try our best to do a little tour.
When the dust settles, I'll probably sneeze because I'm very allergic to dust. But I got one more. I got a little bit of time left for one more question. How do you balance work and family?
Well,
we don't believe in the family unit.
No, we
so all I do is work.
The nuclear family unit is dead.
Except that Mikey has a toddler. But anyway, it's definitely hard. We are a family unit, us two, and we have a dog. Uh-huh. So as far as our family unit extends, Mikey has the little baby. It's just a manager. Honestly, it's Google Calendar. Shout out Google.
Shout out indeed.
Yeah.
And family, thank you.
Families are made quickly and can roll over just as quickly. So just form lots of families.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Thank you for indulging the silliness here on the program. I wish you well, and I wish you all the success with the new record. It is a real blast, and I can't wait to play some songs from it.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Any final words for our listeners?
Just check us out.
Buy the book. The book is limited.
The book is limited. We are running out of the book. So if you want one, we can send it to you.
Yeah. Just go to the Greco Romance merch page, please. We need to pay off the debts of this book, but it's incredible. We're proud of it.
Yeah, we're really
awesome. Awesome. I highly implore the viewers, the listeners to do the same. Thank you for coming on. I'll hopefully see you in Dunedin sometime soon.
Peace out.
All right, folks. That was Damien and Billy from Greco Romac. We're talking to them about the new record, Arts Colony. We have Rad Times Gig Guide coming up very shortly. Here is Bootlicker from the new record. Let's hear it.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.